Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, and I've defended that title now for better than 3 decades. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 180 in the bank, an interim UFC heavyweight champion, Mr. Fabrice Verdum. Of course, he will challenge the real champion, Cain Velasquez, on the sideline, the disabled list with a torn meniscus and one knee and that kind of good stuff. Got to get that taken care of. He'll fight him in 2015, Verdum and Cain Velasquez. Of course, the man that did not capture the title last night, a knockout loser in two, was Mark Hunt, the throw-in Samoan, of course, a knockout puncher early on. But I just didn't think that he was going to be able to last long. I thought that the shorter the fight, the better chance Mark Hunt had. Well, didn't last that long, but still he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And Fabrice Verdum, what is he, 37 years old now, 19-5-1. And, of course, Hunt now, 40-0, drops to, man, he's been around a while, but he's only, like, got 10 wins, 9 losses, and a draw. So he was being considered for a shot at the UFC heavyweight title. Is that saying that they're starting to become less talent in the UFC? No, he was talented, just had a crummy record. Guys have crummy records that are talented. I mean, Hunt is talented. He knocks people out. Some of the fights that he had are super exciting. Of course, it wasn't this one, but back in the day, Samoans were known as guys that opened up quick, finished quick, and if they couldn't finish you quick, guess what? You were going to gas them out because they were going to gas before the fight's over. That's the way it was when I fought. That's the way it is in a lot of people's minds. But now, guys like Mark Hunt, they can go 5 5-minute rounds. So I guess that, kind of say, is a... That's just a theory that's been disproven now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or guitarcenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
Hi, folks. Fred Dreyer here for Regenix. Do you have hair and scalp issues? Is your hair thinning? Is it fragile? Is it breaking off? Is it falling out? Do you have more skin on the top of your head than you'd like? Well, if you do, there's only one place for you, and that's Regenix. Why, you ask? Because they take the time to analyze and explain to you what is happening and why. This September will be the beginning of my 8th year as a Regenix customer. I could not be more satisfied. So go to the phone and punch in 1-800-REGENIX. That's 1-800-REGENIX, or go to Regenix.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go by Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
I made them on a Monday and my heart stood still. They do run,
my baby, Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. Man, saw her in September. Well, no, in August. She was fantastic here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we get our share of concerts out here. And Tower of Power coming to town with War December 20th in San Jose, California, at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. I know they call it something else now, but I held a knockout record there. I helped knock this guy out like in 12 seconds. And they held a knockout record there for like about 15, 20 years. And then somebody comes along and breaks it in MMA. They knock somebody out in like 9 seconds and eight seconds. And then somebody came along in boxing and knocked somebody dead, I think, in less than 10 seconds as well. So my record was now in, you know, history. But I did hold a knockout record for the San Jose Civic Auditorium, of course, where Tower of Power and War will be December the 20th. For more info on that, go to towerofpower.com. In fact, I've got a new tune-up at towerofpower.com, two of them, Back on the Streets, a version with Rick Stevens and a version with Rufus Miller, both the original Tower of Power lead singers. Check them out, towerofpower.com, the message board. Okay, UFC 180 in the bank, that flying knee of Fabrice Werdum, it is something to deal with. I'm telling you, man, I was like blown away by it. It was like, whoa, I mean, he's done this before. I mean, here's a heavyweight with a flying knee finish. I mean, that doesn't come along too often, but I don't think he can do that to Cain Velasquez. But Cain and him, of course, going to hook up in 2015. The fight was stopped after a few punches. After that flying knee sort of like put him into another world. And Mark Hunt was like, And then, of course, came the punches, and it was stopped at 227. Referee Herb Dean has seen enough. The real fight on the card, as far as the minds of a lot of people, well, the fight of the night was Kevin Gastelum, a welterweight, that's 170 pounds, stopping Jake Ellenberger. It was a submission, a rear naked choke in the first round, 4 minutes, I think, in 449 into round number one. But it was a shocker because Ellenberger is a tough guy, doesn't get stopped, you know, all that much. And Gastelum, well, this was going to be his, like, make-or-break fight. Well, guess what? He made it. He steps up maybe to the next level, of course, with that win at 170 pounds. The eventual goal is to fight the champion. And, of course, you know, GSP's back at 170, and he's going to want a piece of Johnny Hendricks again. If GSP is not going to fight at 185, doesn't have the body structure to move up to middleweight. So he'll be a welterweight until he dies, okay? I don't care if he has problems making the weight or not. I mean, he just can't fight at 185, just not big enough. That's why he never fought Anderson Silva. And remember, they're talking about a catchweight fight. Well, Silva couldn't get below 185, and GSP didn't want to fight him at 185, so that fight never happened. But Johnny Hendricks, of course, the welterweight champion right now, the lightweight champion is Anthony Pettis, somebody I'll get to in a little bit later. But Ricardo Llamas, he was the winner, and he took on Dennis Bermudez. That was a submission, a guillotine choke, and that was in the first round, 3 minutes and 18 seconds. These guys were fighting at featherweight, 145. Of course, 145 is ruled by Mr. Scarface himself, Jose Aldo, who hasn't lost since 2008, the only Brazilian champion in the world of mixed martial arts as far as the UFC is concerned, because all the other titles, Demetrius Johnson, flyweight, the bantamweight champion is the man, of course, from Sacramento, California, TJ Dillashaw. Then we go to 145. That's the only title that the Brazilians have in Jose Aldo. 155, Anthony Pettis. 170, the aforementioned Johnny Hendricks. 185, the great Chris Weidman. 205, the light heavyweight champion, John Jones. And, of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, the real heavyweight champion of the world, Caín Velasquez, San Jose, California, all Americans except one guy. But Ricardo Llamas was challenged last night by Chad Money Mendez. Mendez just went the distance with Aldo about a month ago, and when UFC 179, so he wants to fight. That's a pretty good fight. I like it when these young guys want to call each other out. You know, boxing's sort of missing that now, because back in the days when guys like Ali, and when you used to challenge people, hey, I want to fight you. Duran would challenge Leonard. Hearns would challenge Leonard. Hearns would challenge Duran. I mean, Hagler would challenge. They were challenging each other. And sort of in the world of boxing nowadays, there's no challenges. But now, in the world of UFC, these guys are, you know, Dana White doesn't really have to make the matches sometimes. These guys, with their challenges, they get it done. But Ricardo Llamas, a winner last night at 145 pounds. There was a brutal fight on the card. I mean, just an absolutely brutal fight where a girl almost lost her ear. I mean, it was like, yikes. Leslie Smith almost got half her ear torn off by Jessica. It was like, yikes. Jessica came to fight. There's no doubt Leslie came to fight. When these chicks hook up, let me tell you, when girls go toe-to-toe, and I've said this before, they're fighting for their existence. Because, you know, they got this one woman's card on this entire UFC card, and it's a big pay-per-view card, and, of course, they've got to impress. And they realize that they carry the sport on their shoulders, okay, every time they step into the octagon or if they're boxing and step into the ring. That's just the way it is, because they've got to prove something. They're like the newcomer on the block. Last night, girl getting her arm. Well, maybe she got long hair so you can cover up her ears. But, you know, I don't know. Women with cauliflowered ears, I'm not too much into that. But last night, Jessica Eye, a winner over Leslie Smith at TKO, when the doctor stopped it at round number two, a minute and 30 seconds because of that half an ear being gone. Featherweight winner on the card, Gabriel Benitez beat Humberto Brown. Technical submission. It was a guillotine choke. I got to say this, okay? When I look at this entire card, I don't know if it was something I wanted to pay for. I'm not at $70. I'm looking at, you know, Kevin Gastelum, okay. Ricardo Llamas, okay. But this isn't a $70 card to me. It just isn't. And, you know, the UFC's got to realize that $70, high def, every month, you know, if you're going to do that every month, I think you got to deliver every month. You can't say, well, we'll put together 12 cards a year on pay-per-view and, you know, six will be okay. Six will be great. And the other six, okay. I don't think you can do that. I think UFC needs to restructure a bit and take it off of pay-per-view, because I don't know if they have the athletes to go on pay-per-view, although they are going worldwide. And I was checking a couple of weeks ago, there are like 7,000 UFC, take that back, MMA gyms, or gyms that teach or host some type of MMA in the United States. 7,000. 7,000 gyms, dojos, call them what you want. But there's 7,000 of them, okay? There ain't 7,000 boxing gyms in this country, by no means. Maybe there's like 35 in the state of California, 40 maybe, okay? And California is the biggest state which has the most boxing matches. What does that tell you? UFC's thriving. MMA is thriving. I mean, UFC 180 in the bank now, of course. Verdum going to take on the world heavyweight champion, the once-beaten Caín Velasquez, of course, out of San Jose, California, Silicon Valley. Married guy, got a daughter. The real deal, in and out of the octagon. You don't hear him acting the fool, you know, when he's not fighting. You don't see any police blotters, none of that good stuff. I think he's a good guy. I do. Not the guy I want to mess with. And I've seen him mad mean, you know, outside of the octagon. I've seen him a little bit, how can I put this, disturbed. Some reporter disturbed him in San Jose, and I thought the reporter was asking inappropriate questions. And Caín, although he answered him with a bit of an attitude. Okay, so Caín Velasquez is not a guy I think to mess with, and he's never really lost a fight outside of that Junior Dos Santos fight where he got knocked out real quick and that USA debut on Fox a few years ago. Remember? Boom! It was all over. 55 seconds, less than a round. Anyway, so he loses that one fight. And he talked about it on the show a few weeks ago when he was appearing here. He talked about how that one loss just like destroyed his mental, you know, his faculties. It just destroyed him as a fighter for a while. He couldn't believe it. He had to believe in himself again. Okay, and he came back and he beat Dos Santos not once but twice. And the second and third time that these guys hooked up, it was unfortunate for Dos Santos that Kane had such a mean streak in him, because the first time I thought he beat him as bad as you can beat a guy over five rounds. I said to myself, well, you know. And then the second time he beat him even worse. I mean, the Junior Dos Santos looked like he had been in three or four car accidents, or maybe got thrown off a cliff. Okay, and survive, or fell out of an airplane and survive. That's how bad he looked. Okay, I would never fight again. There's got to be some residual effects from the beating Cain Velasquez put on Junior Dos Santos. But the heavyweight championship will be settled in 2015 with Verdum and, of course, Cain Velasquez hookup for the title. Looking at the month of November, pretty good month of November for the UFC. I mean, UFC Fight Night, Luke Rockhold beating Michael Bisping, who was in Australia, Sydney, Australia. They had like 11,000 people down there. You know, they made some money. Okay, they're going across. Of course, the same night, I think they had a card where in Brazil, Mauricio Shogun Ruan getting stopped by Ovince St. Peru. I mean, that was a bit of an upset at 205 pounds. People thought that Shogun might win at home. He was favored to win at home. Of course, at home, they could sort of take their own vitamins, if you know what I'm talking about. They are famous for vitamins down there and performance-enhancing drugs in Brazil. I mean, that's just the way it is. A lot of guys turn up dirty. I don't know why. Of course, the one chick that came from Brazil of prominence that we know in the world of mixed martial arts, Chris Cyborg Santos, Christine. I don't know what kind of name she's going to. She likes to be like, she wants, thinks she's like Madonna. Where you just like come up with one name, Madonna or Cher or something like that. You know, nah, sorry. We're not going to call you Christine now or whatever you want to be called. The bottom line is you're Chris Cyborg Santos. Until you fight Ronda Rousey, we don't know really how good you are. I mean, yeah, you beat up on Gina Carano. Whoa! Gina was not all that good. She was a kickboxer, not really a fighter per se. She was a kickboxer. The chick, there's a big difference. MMA, yes, kickboxing is MMA. But guys that were able to get over in K-1 kickboxing, we're not able to get over in UFC or Pride. It just ain't happening. Sometimes you can't make the crossover, like the crossover from boxing to MMA. Who can make that? But I tell you, you can make the crossover from MMA to boxing, Ronda Rousey. I think she can lick any girl in the world. And I don't mean that in an inappropriate way. I think she can beat any girl on the planet right now at 135 pounds, 140 pounds, as far as boxing and or MMA. She's the real deal. Whether you like her or not, some people love her, some people hate her. I think she's the current 2014 version of what Muhammad Ali was to boxing in the world of mixed martial arts. She talks the talk, she walks the walk, and guess what? She delivers. I mean, she's knocking people out. Now, remember it was the armbar originally? She like 7 or 8 wins with the armbar, and then boom, she comes back and knocks out 2 people in a row. Boom, knocks them out with punches. She's the real deal. Unfortunately, she's not going to be around that long, so watch her while you can. Watch Ronda while you can, because I'm telling you, within a year to 18 months, Ronda will be doing movies full time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA, mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Network, and the iHeartRadio Network.
TCP so mellow, nobody can get.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
30 seconds into the fight and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that to Ronda. Probably not Cyborg Santos either. I'd be scared of a chick that needs to shave about 4 o'clock, wouldn't you? Chris Cyborg Santos tested positive for steroids after years of suspected abuse, and of course she's supposedly clean now, but she hurt her ankle about 2 weeks ago. She was supposed to be part of an Invicta 135-pound title fight. Her debut at 135, she didn't make it. She hurt her ankle. I wonder if she hurt her ankle or she had problems making the weight. I mean, coming down from 145 to 135 after fighting at 145 for a long, long time, it's a hard, it's a task that, you know, sometimes you just can't do it. And the first time you attempt to do it, maybe it doesn't work out that well. So you go back to the well and you maybe have a fight a couple of pounds over the limit and then try to get down to the limit. So there's a lot of issues here. Of course, she's taken steroids in the past. And Ronda's claim is if Cyborg Santos or Christine, if she's taken steroids in the past at 145, she can make 135 not taking steroids. Okay, if that works and in Ronda's mind, I'm not going to argue with Ronda because I think Ronda right now is, per se, the man. How can I say that? She really is. She's the most prolific fighter in MMA right now. Who is? I mean, Chris Weidman's a great athlete, but he's not the mic guy that she is. He doesn't do the stand-up she does. I mean, Chael Sonnen, he did a good stand-up, but, you know, he's not a champion. Okay? And Josh Barnett, same thing. Good stand-up, not a champion. Okay? Not too many guys. In fact, nobody could talk like Ronda can. So right now, I want to say Ronda's like the preeminent star in mixed martial arts. And if the UFC handles her the right way and puts her on a network TV show, as far as her fighting's concerned, they will cultivate millions of fans they don't even have now. And I still can't understand why they don't try to do that. I mean, Showtime had the opportunity to do so with CBS television, but I guess they figured, why are we going to invest in something that's probably going to end up in the UFC anyway, so we're not going to do that, and they didn't. But now the UFC's had their opportunities. I mean, they've got the deal with Fox. They could be on the big Fox network, put Ronda on the big Fox network, one of these, you know, UFC on Fox. I think they're up to, like, UFC on Fox, like, 9 or something like that. But you know, they could put her on one of these events, and it would blossom. The sport would blossom. Women. women in MMA, it would just go through the roof. I mean, it's already going through the roof. She's a sensation in social media. I mean, she's got like more likes on her Facebook page than anybody I know. And she's always being, you know, touted for HBO appearances on this new show, that sports show. You see her here, you see her there. She's everywhere. She's in demand. She is the real deal. And I think she is the woman that will carry the world of mixed martial arts to another level, even though she is a female. How can I say that? I've watched her development since she was a rookie early on, her first strike force fight, you know, and, of course, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo. I mean, the only woman from the United States ever to win a medal in judo. She's the real deal. And she can fight. She's mean. She talks good. Straight up, Ronda's the real deal. Back to the month of November for the UFC. Pretty good month. I mean, think about this. We had the Rocco beating Bisping. Shogun losing to St. Peru. We had Hunt losing to Verdum. I mean, that's a pretty good month. I mean, three good main events in the month of November for the UFC. Now, the month of December 2014, I don't know. Maybe it might have to take a little pay-per-view Viagra for UFC 181. Because I don't know. Robbie Lawler, Hendricks. Listen, Johnny Hendricks doesn't do it for me. He just doesn't. I thought the best fight he ever had was a fight that he lost to GSP. In my mind, I thought that was his best performance. Outside of that, you know, I need Viagra to get up for him. UFC Fight Night is going to be, that's the UFC 181. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But UFC Fight Night, Frankie Edgar, back in the day, of course, the lightweight title holder. I mean, the guy that tried to drop in weight, and he's dropped to 145, but he can't drop any lighter. I don't think he dropped to 135, but now he's fighting at 145. Take it on Cub Swanson. Cub can fight. Cub can fight. These guys will be hooking up in Austin, Texas. And if you want to go to the fights, it's November the 22nd, the day that will live in infamy, in Dallas, Texas, at the Frank Irwin Center in Austin, Texas. Of course, Austin is the capital of the Lone Star State. We've got some buddies down there. In fact, referee John Shirley, formerly of Sacramento, California, now living in Austin, Texas. Bobby Green will be on that card as well. The Fox Sports 1 card, November 22nd from Austin, Texas. He's taking on Edson Barboza. Barboza up and down as a lightweight, but he can fight. He can punch. He can fight. Got a little good ground game. That should be a good game, good scrap there. Bobby Green and Edson Barboza. Brad Pickett going to take on Chad Kamua, and Jared Rashaw going to take on Oakley Olympic. That's a pretty good name, Olympic. That's pretty good. Flyweights, I don't get off on flyweights. Remember this guy? I think he's from Team Alpha Male, Sacramento, California. Joseph Benavidez, 125-pounder, took on Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion of Lost. A good fighter is Benavidez, just can't beat Johnson. But who really cares? At 125, I think that Demetrius Johnson is put in a position where he needs to prove his greatness for the division. And what I mean by that is he needs to go out there and get guys that can need to make super fights. Can't make just fights where, you know, he's fighting like Scott Cuddy or Pedro Fernandez. You know, some people don't get excited about. Get him some fights with people that know. Get guys to drop a 135 to like 125 or something like that. You got to do something to spice up that 125-pound division, because although Demetrius Johnson is dominant and the division, I don't know. I just don't like him carrying main events as far as pay-per-views are concerned. I'm just not a big fan, I guess, of Demetrius Johnson. Although Joe Rogan, the great Joe Rogan, says he's like the best technical fighter in all of MMA right now. Well, he's entitled to that opinion. But straight up, I'm not a big fan of flyweights. Lightweights, Matt Wendell is going to take on Jesse Valley Flag. That's in a lightweight contest, 155. All these fights will be on Fox Sports 1. Okay, the prelims are on Fox Sports 1. The main card's on Fox Sports 1. So check your local TV guide, and you can watch this on Fox Sports 1. Or if you're living abroad, of course, there's internet websites, various television networks around the world. The UFC is a worldwide sport. I mean, they've got the UFC, like, in India. Going to be UFC. There's a UFC in Australia, Team Australia, Team the UK, Team New Zealand. I mean, all over the place. They're all over the world. Starting to build teams in China, put these ultimate fighters on. They're so sharp. What they're doing is they're taking their act to town. They pitched their tent to UFC. They pitched their tent like in Beijing or in Macau. And they say, you know what, we want to put together some cards with some Chinese fighters and make it the ultimate fighter China or make it the ultimate fighter Japan. This what they go all over the world to do this. And it's a hit. It's a hit in every ultimate fighter Brazil. It's a hit in every country. Every country. Imagine putting together a fight card and a series of fights you know, a tournament per se, and coming out with a winner, and that winner, of course, goes on to the UFC and the bigger and better things, okay? But you do it locally and you do it domestically with guys that you know who are on television, a guy from your hometown like Istanbul, or you're from Cairo, Egyptian, or, you know, I mean, hometown guys. That's what interests people. Besides personalities, you've got to have some connection to the person, okay? Rhonda's easy to connect to Rhonda because Rhonda's beautiful and she talks such a good game and she can fight. Okay, but it isn't always easy to connect with personalities. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. The Bloody Elbow, one of the better websites in all of mixed martial arts, had a story on Pat Barry. Pat Barry, of course, has been on the show in the past. He was one of the best guests I've ever had. He was vertically challenged. That's what he said. He was vertically challenged as a heavyweight. And now it looks like he's dropping a lot of weight and he's going to kickbox. And I'm sort of afraid for Pat Barry, because Pat's been lit up like, you know, more than once. In fact, Dana White doesn't want him fighting. Nobody really wants him fighting. I mean, he's talking about doing like a kickboxing match and facing the African Mike Tyson. Come on, man. I don't know. How about Crow Crop? Even talking about that. He's afraid of these guys, but he wants to fight them? Pat, what are you doing? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. We're talking UFC, Bellator 131. The bonus is coming up. In fact, there were bonuses for UFC 180 as well. Lots of bonus. We'll talk money in this next segment on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
To get away this fall, visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Autumn rates from $179 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Protectum Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mama said when I was winning those Golden Glove championships, 3 in a row, 4 out of 6, back in the 80s, she said, you know, son, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You're good at what you do. Yeah, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Tito Ortiz, back in the MMA headlights per se, a USC Hall of Famer, no question about it. Of course, the man that carried the entire company on his shoulders, the flag bearer. For a while back when UFC was first bought by the Zuffa people, the Zuffa Sports, of course, the Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White's got 10% of that, and the Dubai government's got 13%, but that is Zuffa Sports. They own the UFC and, of course, Strikeforce and Pride and World Extreme Cage Fighting. They bought all those brands up and took care of them. But Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner, well, they, how can I put this? These guys, they're old, and they've been hurt a long time. I mean, they've been hurt a long time. Tito Ortiz probably hasn't been this healthy for a fight in maybe a decade. And Stephen Bonner's had his aches and pains as well. Tito Ortiz winning a split decision on Bellator 131 Saturday night from San Diego. Was it an exciting fight? I don't know. I looked at it. I said to myself, you know, it was a split decision win. I thought Tito won the fight, at least 2 rounds to 1, if not 3 rounds. But I thought they were going to go 5 rounds. And then I realized that these guys were lucky to go 3 rounds. They're old. I mean, why do you want to push old guys like that? Stephen Bonner now, what, 15-9 with the loss? Tito Ortiz, 18-11? 18-11? Wow. I saw Jenna Jameson, his wife, doing a porn commercial the other day for, like, a larger appendage. I thought she was out of that business. Anyway, there she was trying to look like 15, 20 years younger. It doesn't look like the Jenna Jameson I saw the last time at the fights in Sacramento. Nothing like it, like it's a big metamorphosis or something like that. But Bellator 131, I would have to say, was a success as far as TV was concerned because people watched it, and they watched it for free because it was up against, you know, it was up against the UFC. And when you're up against the UFC on pay-per-view, I guess you can't snatch a few viewers over because it's on for free. But the scores on the Stephen Bonner, Tito Ortiz win had Ortiz winning 30-27 twice, and as I said, the other judge had it 29-28 for Stephen Bonner. Will Brooks was winner. He beat Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler loses a shocker. He loses his title bout. I mean, it was just that's a shocker to me. I mean, Will Brooks, I know Will Brooks can fight. He's got the ability. In fact, I think a lot of guys have appeared on this. A couple guys have appeared on the show, and they told me look out for Will Brooks. And I didn't think he was beat Michael Chandler. I thought Chandler was like, but then again, this is mixed martial arts, and you can lose a thousand different ways. Like you can submission, knockout, TKO. You can get cut. You can get your ear ripped off and have the doctor stop the fight, like that chick last night. Ooh, that was ugly, wasn't it? Had to turn away. Former cop, former policeman, had to turn away from that one. I've seen homicides where you walk into a hotel room, some guy that committed suicide, his brains are all up against the back of the shower curtain and things like that. But, you know, that didn't creep me out. But that chick losing her ear last night or part of her ear, that creeped me out. Anyway, back to the Bellator card, Bellator 131. Joe Schilling was the winner over Melvin Mandoff, who was second-round TKO, 32 seconds. By the way, Chandler lost a fourth-round TKO in his title, TKO at 3:48 of the fourth round. Mike Rickman was the winner. He beat Nam Phan. Phan could fight. Not this night. First-round TKO, 46 seconds in. Some guys on the undercard. J.O. Faria was the winner, of course, obviously out of Brazil. A.J. Matthews was the winner over Kyle Bolt. Jonathan Santana defeated Ron Henderson. Jordan Bailey beat up on Alex Higley. Nick Garcia was the winner over Matthew Ramirez. Andy Murad beat Bubba Pugh. And Rolando Perez took on Mark Vargas and won a split draw. It was a split draw. That means, you know, one judge, when they say split draw, it's like a split decision. One judge has it for one guy, one judge has it for another guy, and one judge has it even. So when you have it that way, that is a split draw. That was the results there. Of course, the Bellator, the entire Bellator people coming back in January, and they want to do their thing and do it consistently as far as Spike TV is concerned, because that's going to be their future. They're going to have to build things up on Spike TV. They know it. Listen, Scott Coker, you heard him coming in there. Scott Coker's not an idiot. He knows what's going on. This guy built something up from the ground up, sold it for $40 million. I'm talking about Strikeforce. $40 million, between 33 and $40 million. We weren't able to get the exact number, but that's what he got. Of course, he had investors in the Silicon Valley sports entertainment people down there that ran the San Jose Shark Tank. Of course, that's where he held a lot of his Showtime and Strikeforce cards. But he had those investors, but he sold it for $35 million. That's a lot of money. More power to Scott Coker. Scott Coker's a cool dude. He is. Not the most punctual guy when it comes to returning phone calls. Okay, but outside of that, Scott Coker knows what he's doing. I think he's going to take Bellator to another level. He talked about that, and I just think he's going to. I really do. I think he's got the opportunity to, and he's got the money behind him. And Viacom, of course, the big cable entity, the big CBS, okay, they're behind him. And I think if they stay behind him, I think he's got a chance to take this to a level in 5 or 6, maybe 7 years from now, where he can run rival with the UFC, because they can afford some money. They can afford to spend some money. Speaking of money, Tito Ortiz made $300,000 last night. Stephen Bonner made $100,000. Not too bad. I mean, $300,000 for a night's work. Of course, Tito Ortiz, I said 18-11 now. The first fight he's won in quite a long time that I can remember. I mean, he just went on a bad roll there. He was all beat up, and he was fighting to fight. Not fighting to win. Tito's got a strange fighter's mentality where he loves to fight. He's into it. He wants to be in the spotlight. He loves being the center of attention. Okay, and that's all fine and dandy. But if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to perform at a level to where, you know, you're going to be entertaining. And that's what Tito's problem was, because he was hurting UFC 33. We're up to UFC 180 now. He was hurting UFC 33 when he took on Vladimir Matryoshenko. Of course, he beat him in Las Vegas, but you know, it was UFC, the first endeavor in the pay-per-view. Remember that night? They didn't buy enough satellite time, and the fight went off the air like about the second or third round. Yeah, Dana learned on that one. I'll never do that one again. But, you know, Bellator, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, I think they can be a competitor of sorts to the UFC. I don't think they'll be able to spread their wealth throughout the world like the UFC already has, because the UFC has that label, that brand is sort of like saying Major League Baseball or NFL. When you're talking UFC, that's what you're talking about in the world of mixed martial arts. The NFL of mixed martial arts. I mean, that's it. And how else can you put it? You can't. I mean, they're going around the planet, that said, you know, doing split cards one night. The same night they're in Brazil, they're in Australia. I mean, this is amazing. And they're televising this stuff on their own Fight Pass website. That's for people that are really fanatics. I'm not a fanatic to that extent where I'm going to buy their Fight Pass. But, you know, you got to watch these shows if you get a chance. And a lot of people have the opportunity via the internet to watch different shows as far as MMA is concerned. And the UFC, of course, The Ultimate Fighter is going on. It's been the longest running reality TV show in the United States, if not in history. So, you know, that's amazing in itself. I mean, because Stephen Bonner and guys like Tito Ortiz, of course, they lent their name to The Ultimate Fighter back in the day. And Tito Ortiz, you know, being one of those guys, he was coach, and then he wasn't coach, and he got hurt, and there was controversy around him and Dana White. So there was always something. Tito was always in the news. Always in the news. He was the guy that was always in the news as far as the world MMA is concerned. Always good, except for one. He did have one skirmish with the aforementioned Double J, Jenna Jameson. But that was resolved, and no charges were filed against either person. But I think there was some possible pharmaceutical use of prescribed drugs by the wife in that one. In fact, that's the way it went down. But Tito Ortiz and Jenna Jameson, a former porn star, have a couple of kids. They live in Huntington Beach down there in Southern California. They're happy. She used to have her own jet. I don't know if she does anymore, but she must have made a lot. She made a lot of money. I mean, how can you make that much money in porn? I just don't know. Because porn's free now, isn't it? Isn't porn free? I don't know. I don't buy porn. I thought it was free. You get it on the internet for free. Anyway, looking at the UFC schedule, Frankie Edgar and the Cub Swanson going November 22nd. Of course, Austin, Texas, UFC Fight Night. That will be on Fox Sports 1, the prelims and the main event. Johnny Hendricks taking on Robbie Lawler. That's the rematch. That's December the 8th. That's from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Am I impressed about that? I don't know. I hope Lawler beats him. I really do. I think Lawler is more colorful than Hendricks. I really do. And I think Lawler will bring more to the game. A lot of people like Lawler. A lot of people don't like Hendricks. He just, he never replaced GSP. Sort of like the guy that stepped in and replaced Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes. You know, this is sort of tough to do. How do you replace a legend? How do you replace, like, the MVP of the entire sport? How do you replace a guy that's considered, like, God? He was, I mean, GSP was like a god in world mixed martial arts. Everywhere he went in the world, especially there in Canada, I don't know if he could part the sea or he could walk on water, but people thought he could. That's how much they were into Georges St-Pierre. Of course, he's coming back now. He's got some surgery. He's on the rehab, and he's going to be fighting in about 3 or 4 months. We'll see what Dana has to say about that. But the big fight I'm looking forward to is January 3rd. We'll talk about that in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll talk about John Jones and Daniel Cormier from the MGM Grand Garden Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. This will be the big card of the new year. January 1st, of course, is going to come on, I think, Thursday, and then we'll go with January 3rd with the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Of course, UFC 182, John Jones and Daniel Cormier. But before that, they got the Ultimate Fighter. The champion will be crowned. The finale, I'm talking about December the 12th. Good, good, good show. It'll be from the Palms in Las Vegas, and you'll get to see who's going to be the next guy to step up. There's chicks on this card, too. Listen, they're doing it all. They're spreading their wealth. I'm telling you, they're spreading it. And when the manner in which they're doing so is sort of like, reminds me of they've taken the Vince McMahon blueprint. They sort of admitted to this. They've taken the Vince McMahon blueprint, and then they've taken the boxing blueprint. And they've taken the best out of the boxing blueprint, and the best out of the Vince McMahon blueprint, and they've developed the UFC blueprint, which seems to be better than the both. Okay, because boxing's, they have people sitting on their hands between fights 35 and 40 minutes sometimes when fights are on television. Okay, never at a UFC event. There's always something going on besides some fine chick in the ring. There's somebody running around. They're doing shows on the big video screens in the arena, things like that. And boxing promoters still haven't got it. I talked about this years ago, and it's fallen on deaf ears. They don't get it. You've got to entertain people. People want to be entertained. Sit there at a boxing match for 40 minutes between fights, it's not, I didn't dig it. I really didn't dig it, and I think a lot of fans don't dig it, and they figure to themselves, we're paying this big money to come down and pay hundreds of dollars. Why should we be sitting on our hands? We shouldn't, okay? But a champion will be crowned, and that is the Ultimate Fighter, December the 12th from the Palms, and that will be on, of course, Fox Sports 1. Junior Dos Santos coming back. UFC on Fox going December 13th. Bad day for Junior Dos Santos, I think. I mean, I don't know if I want him to fight on the 13th. I really don't. I mean, the guy's, he's damaged goods. Remember me, damaged goods. Sticking on Stoop Madoc and Mikic. And Mikic can fight. In fact, I think they're putting this fight together because they feel that Mikic has got a decent chance, but he ain't going to be that much of a killer. He's like 12-1. He's got 8 knockouts. He's got a submission. He's got 3 decision wins. I mean, he can fight a little bit, and he's going to come in rough and ready. His big style is boxing. A lot of these guys are getting into boxing now. That's why the Americans have taken over the world of mixed martial arts. They've incorporated boxing into their style, into their regimen. They have. I mean, I talked about Ronda Rousey boxing, her becoming a world boxing champion in the female world of boxing. Easily. I don't think there's anybody that could touch her at 135 as far as women are concerned. There's pretty good fighters at 135, but nobody could touch Ronda. Okay, Ronda is the real deal. No doubt about that. Okay, but Junior Dos Santos, he used to be the real deal. He's not the real deal anymore. You can't get beat up like he was beaten up by Cain Velasquez and ever come back. Let me tell you, this is the equivalent. The beating that he took is the equivalent to taking a ball-peen hammer, like the mafia used to do, to people's face, to a person's face. That's how bad the beating was. If you think I'm kidding, you can Google Junior Dos Santos, Cain Velasquez 3, pictures, images, at google.com, and you can see for yourself. Train wreck. Looked like a train ran over him and he survived. You ain't coming back from that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of oil prices, Tower of Power talking about only so much oil in the ground. Gas was $2.85 in San Francisco this week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Could I say, that is the Duke, the great John Wayne. Related to Tommy Morrison, like a cousin. Tommy Morrison, a WBO heavyweight title holder of boxing back in the 1990s. Of course, he passed away from AIDS about 2-3 months ago. One of those guys, when he got HIV, he was in denial. Said he never had HIV, would never take any HIV drugs, and he died as a result. Anyway, talking about Junior Dos Santos before the break, of course, him beating Cain Velasquez 3 years ago in November 2011 for the heavyweight title. And, of course, a knockout in round one. It was like, you know, a minute and 9 seconds. And he comes back a couple of fights later, loses to Cain, unanimous nod. And that was November 2012. And, of course, the third fight, October 2013, that was his last fight. He got knocked out in the fifth round. It was a TKO punch. It was an accumulation. One of those slams and punches and just getting the snot kicked out of you. That's what Cain did to Junior Dos Santos, and I don't think Dos Santos will ever come back. He's taking on Stefan Struve. Now, Stefan Struve can fight a little bit, but he's had a heart condition. Double S, he fights out of Denmark, and he's like 25-6. He's a good fighter. He's 6'6", but he had one fight in which he had to be pulled out of because his heart was going crazy before the fight in the dressing room. Okay, and then he had some heart condition where he was out for a year and a half. So does he have the heart for MMA? I guess that's the question. Speaking of the heart, hope you have the heart for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Join us on the iHeartRadio Network by downloading the iHeartRadio app. Go to iHeartRadio.com, listen to us live, or download the app and take Ring Talk Live anywhere you go via your tablet or your smartphone. Until next time, this is Ring Talk.